This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
A most blessed Easter to all of you as we continue in our culmination of the Easter celebration with the eighth day of the Easter Octave, which is today. 8 days we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Easter is 8 days, not one day. And we culminate in the Feast of Divine Mercy, today Divine Mercy Sunday. We reflect on who Jesus is, risen from the dead. Seeing is believing. We've all heard that phrase, probably used it ourselves. Seeing is believing. We've all been met with doubts and found ourselves seeking to touch and have a material encounter with some kind of proof or evidence to give us belief. Seeing is believing. And because we've all been in this place before, we gravitate towards the person of St. Thomas the Apostle, who is at the center stage in this morning's gospel. You see, Thomas is in the seeing is believing stage. He doubts. In the first appearance of the risen Jesus to the apostles, Thomas was not there, and they tell him that Christ is risen. He doesn't believe them. Says, unless I see and touch his wounds, I will not believe. Thomas wants this tangible encounter with Christ, and he knows that the signs that he's looking for isn't necessarily to recognize the face of Christ, but he will be recognized by his wounds. Thomas wants to touch them. He wants to have tangible contact with Christ. And so Jesus appears again on the eighth day, and Thomas was with them, and we know that Thomas is invited by Christ, the risen Lord, to touch his wounds, to look at them and touch them. We don't know if Thomas actually did that, but artists give us the imagery that maybe he did. But there's something I think that we can miss in the reality of the risen Jesus' appearance to Thomas and to the apostles. You see, where was Thomas when he encountered the risen Christ? Where was he? He was with the apostolic band. He was with the very beginnings of the church in the upper room where they had the Last Supper, the first Mass, where they began to be instituted as priests. You see, Thomas encountered the risen Christ because he was with the apostolic band, because he was with the church. Now, Jesus could have easily appeared to Thomas, even though he wasn't with the other 10, but he didn't do that. You see, Thomas had to return to the apostolic band in order to encounter the risen Christ. And so what we learn in this Easter season is that Jesus gives the certainty of his resurrection to the church. Jesus gives the certainty of his resurrection to the church, to the witnesses, to the apostles, to the believers, to his followers. These are the ones that the risen Christ appears to. Jesus gives the certainty of his resurrection to the church. And you see, we hear church all the time, and in our modern American minds, church, it can have a negative connotation. We can think of it just as an institution, something that gets in the way of my relationship with Christ. And many communities that claim Christianity claim that they are a non-denominational church to try and get away from any church language. But you see, the risen Christ came to form a church. And what is the church? Yes, it's an institution. Yes, there's a hierarchy. But the church is, from the Greek word ekklesia, a calling out of. It's an assembly. And it goes back to the time of Mount Sinai when the 12 tribes of Israel received the law from Moses. They are a group, an assembly assembled for worship. They are called together by God himself. God assembles his church. God calls his followers. And God reveals himself risen from the dead to the church. And so, my brothers and sisters, you and I do not have the experience of Thomas. But we're not left without tangible encounters with Christ. Thomas stands in for you and me in the moments of doubt when we want to physically see and touch Christ and have this encounter with him. We stand with Thomas in that place of doubt. We stand with Thomas in that place of need. To see is to believe. But the encounter with the risen Christ shifts Thomas from seeing is believing to believing is seeing. He says, my Lord and my God. Believing is seeing. We see by believing. The gift of faith given to the church. And so we are not left without tangible encounters with the risen Christ. How do we have tangible encounters with the risen Christ? The sacraments of the church. When Jesus appears to the apostolic band, he says, peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit, and he breathes on them. The breath of God is his very life. The risen Christ comes back from the dead to give his divine life to his followers. Jesus breathes his divine life into the church. He wants humanity to have this divine life through the church. We can't have Jesus all to ourselves alone. That's not how Thomas encountered the risen Christ. He encountered him by being in the early church. And today is Divine Mercy Sunday, when we celebrate the divine mercy of Jesus and the apparitions and the visitations that Jesus gave to a Polish nun named St. Faustina at the turn of the 20th century. And when she saw in one of her images of Christ appearing to her, out of his heart were coming two beams of light, a blue beam and a red beam. This pale blue beam representing water, the red representing blood. And when the soldier lanced the side of Christ on the cross, what do we know came out? Water and blood, the sources of life. The divine life of water and blood is given to the church through the sacraments. And in divine mercy, Jesus calls us again and again to trust in him, to trust that he wants to give us his divine life, which is divine mercy. Divine mercy is undeserved love. What's divine mercy? Undeserved love. He comes back from the dead to give us his divine life, not because of one single thing that we've done right to merit or earn it. And he gives it first to the apostles, who all failed him, deserted him, doubted him. They're the first to receive divine life of the Holy Spirit, the power to forgive sins. And you and I, every time we come to Mass, we're receiving the divine life of the risen Jesus Christ. Every time a soul is baptized with water and washed clean of original sin, the divine life for the first time is infused in their souls. And they're changed. They become children of God. This happened to seven people at the Easter Vigil in our own parish. When we're baptized, we receive the divine life. Every time you hear the words, I absolve you from your sins, you receive divine life. Every time the priest prays over the bread and the wine at the altar, the Eucharistic sacrifice, and we receive Holy Communion, we receive the divine life. Every time a person is anointed who's sick with holy oil by the priest, we receive divine life. All the sacraments are geared towards Jesus giving us his divine life. This is what Jesus wants us to have. This is all of Christ. This is what the risen Jesus comes to do, is to give us divine life. We can't just stay inside the church, in the building. We're always sent on mission. Just as the apostles were told, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So every Mass ends in the same way. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Go and proclaim the gospel with the witness of your lives. Go tell others that Jesus is alive, that there is such thing as divine life, and Jesus wants us to receive it. But we live in a world that wants to get rid of the church, wants to get rid of what they think is just a mere institution. But Jesus Christ and the church belong together. They are, in fact, inseparable. You cannot have Christ without the church, because the church is his body. The church is his assembly. The church is something he is building, that he is creating, that he is assembling. And by our baptisms, we're grafted into that life automatically and immediately. And yes, what's our mission? To help others who have left the church to come back. Do they see the witness of resurrected joy in our lives? Do we really believe we have divine life? And for those who don't believe in God and don't go to church, can we invite them to experience the risen Christ? Because it is in the church that the risen Christ appears and gives us the opportunity to really encounter him. We have the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the risen Christ in this church. Jesus is alive and here. And where is that? The church. And only the church, and only the Catholic Church, has the body and blood of the risen Christ, his living flesh, his living blood, his divinity. Why? Because he wants you and me to have divine life. It's divine mercy. He wants to pour it out in abundance into us. And so today, my brothers and sisters, on the Divine Mercy Sunday, let us recognize the great gift it is to be in the church, to have the church, because she has Christ. She has no other light to offer the world than the light of Jesus Christ. And we are to receive that light, that divine life, and go out into the world on mission and share that light, share that faith, and to invite others and point them to the risen Jesus. And if they come to the church, they will encounter the risen Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.